Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Stephanie Land's memoir, Made. Sophie, I have to ask, did this book change how you look at the people who clean your house?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, before this, I never really thought about the person behind the mop. But Land makes you see them, really see them. This book is a raw, first-hand account of what it's like to be a single mom scrubbing toilets just to keep a roof over her daughter's head.
And it starts with this incredible act of courage. She's pregnant, in an abusive relationship, and she decides to leave. But it's not a triumphant moment. She has no savings, her car is barely running, and she's jumping into this void of poverty.
Right, that's the paradox. The act of seeking a better life for her child is what plunges her into the deepest poverty. It's like the system is designed to keep her down.
Exactly. And the work itself, cleaning houses, is punishing. She's on her hands and knees for hours, dealing with chemical burns and exhaustion. And then she goes home to her own cramped apartment.
But here's the thing, she finds a strange pride in it. In a life where so much is out of her control, making a room clean is a small, defiant assertion of order. It's honest work, and she can see the results.
That's such a good point. And the home she cleans, they're like windows into different worlds. There's the client who leaves her a broken vacuum cleaner as a Christmas bonus, which is just insulting. But then there's the family who treats her with genuine warmth and asks about her daughter.
Yeah, each house tells a story, and Land becomes this silent observer of the hidden fractures in American society. But the emotional core is her relationship with her daughter, Mia. Every decision, every sacrifice, it's all filtered through her love for Mia.
And the guilt. She talks about dropping Mia off at daycare, knowing that the cost eats up a huge chunk of her income, and picking her up late, exhausted, with nothing left to give. It's heartbreaking.
And that's where the book becomes a powerful critique of the social safety net. She's navigating Section 8, food stamps, WIC, Medicaid, and child care subsidies. Each program has its own arcane rules and judgmental caseworkers.
The cliff effect is what got me. A modest increase in income can result in losing benefits worth far more than the raise. So working harder can actually make your life more precarious. It's a soul-crushing arithmetic.
Exactly.
Working harder doesn't always lead to a better life. It can lead to a more precarious one. She's constantly calculating how much she can earn without losing her housing voucher.
And then there's the shame. She feels the judgmental stares in the grocery store when she uses food stamps. She learns to hide her life, to create a facade of normalcy. That's the insidious part of poverty, the tax on your soul.
But there are moments of grace too. She finds a community of other women in similar situations, and they share tips and offer rides. Small acts of human decency become beacons of hope.
And then she starts to write. It begins as a desperate act of catharsis, but becomes a lifeline. She takes a writing class, applies for scholarships, and slowly starts to build a path toward a college degree.
It's not a sudden escape, but a slow, painstaking climb. And at the end, she's still poor, still a single mom, but she's gained a sense of agency. She's proven she can survive.
The takeaway for me is that poverty isn't a character flaw, it's a condition. It's an exhausting, demoralizing state that requires superhuman resilience to escape. And this book forces you to see the person behind the mop.
And if you want to go deeper into stories like this, the whole library is on 7minutebooks.com/app. You've got over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. And it's just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. Made is a mirror held up to the American dream, showing the grim reality of struggle hidden in plain sight. We'll see you in the next one.